This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach, Brett Chappell.
Live from Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with Pisgah head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, game one of the 2022 season, non-conference game against Brevard, a very good team that I thought, one that we didn't have the opportunity to see last year because COVID things and all the other things that were going on. But it was a COVID situation last year, but we knew they came out of last year, new head coach. Playing a really difficult schedule, I think, and Coach, we saw it on Thursday night too. It's a very well coached team, and they've certainly got some athletes once again. Brevard sort of reestablished themselves, it seems to me, at this point. But a tough night against a very good opponent last night, though we did a lot of good things too.
Yeah, it was. You go back and you look at it, obviously coaching during it and watching the film and stuff. We started with the prep last Sunday and having a chance to see them on film in a couple of scrimmages, and there were some things that stood out about them. As we were watching it, we felt like obviously they do really well. Kind of held true last night. We knew they were going to be physical up front. We knew they were going to be really physical with their backs. Felt like they had some really good running backs, and they were deep there at that position. You look at them on the defensive side, and their linebacking core, felt like that was a pretty good linebacking core. Felt like they were downhill players, and again, they showed last night. It was something that we kind of saw as we were watching the film. One of the things that we saw on the two scrimmages that they gave us was nobody could score running the ball on them. That was something that we were concerned with going in. Would we be able to move the ball running? Felt like their defense was pretty good up front, especially with that linebacker core. Then you look at them on the offensive side, they were moving the ball running. And so those were things that we really stressed, through the week, this week. And you kind of tip your hat to them because they were able to, do some things that caused us some problems. And you look at the stats and, we were 245 yards of offense. We had 124 yards rushing, 121 yards passing. So, we were pretty balanced. I was pretty pleased when I looked at those numbers. Obviously, we're always trying to shoot around 300 yards total, but, being 124 and 121, pretty good balance. We had 12 first downs, 43 possessions. But you look at them on the other side, they had 336 yards, but they had 255 yards rushing. That was a kicker force. They had 81 passing, and they had 17 first downs with 51 possessions. So they had a few more possessions in there. But you go back and you look at it, there were some things that we did good. There were some things that we've certainly got to work on. I think when you're looking defensively at us, when your secondary's having to make a lot of tackles, that means they're getting into that second and third level. That's an issue that we've got to take care of. Wasn't for lack of effort from our kids. I thought our kids played hard all the way through, just like what I would expect them to do. But we've just got to get better, in a couple of places there. And then offensively, we'd love to have finished right there at the end. We did some good things to get down there and, help ourselves out. And you always want to try to position your team, to win a ball game late. I thought we did a good job of that on Thursday night. To give ourselves a chance to get back in that game Thursday with the JVs, and we were able to pull that game out, and we gave ourselves a chance again last night, to get down there to try to tie it up and put it in overtime if we could have got the score, or possibly go for two if we decided to do that. But it really good ball game. It was a physical ball game. Certainly we won't sit back and make any excuses about it. Some places we got to get better and move on from.
So a few things that I'll go through in terms of some groups. First group, I just talk about maybe some of the underclassmen. Tell me your thoughts on the quarterback play last night starting the sophomore.
You know, I thought Aaron had a pretty solid game for us. You know, he had 121 yards passing, probably would have had more than that had there not been so many pass interferences. You know, I know that was a point of emphasis. Their defensive backs coach was one of my coaches at Rosman when I played. And, you know, we talked before the game, and you know, he was talking about the concerns that he had seeing us on film and, you know, trying to be able to negate some of those yardage. And he laughed a little bit after the game. We got a chance to talk a little bit more, and he said, I'd already told our DBs if anything was deep, we'll take a pass interference. We're not going to give up a deep ball. And, you know, that was kind of their motto and what they hung with. And thought Aaron sat in the pocket good. He was able to scramble a couple of times and get out of some situations to help us out. And you know, for I guess you would say for him being a sophomore, thought he had really good composure, ran things really well. You know, there were certainly some positives on that side. I mean, we had four rushers last night. We had five different receivers. Again, talked about the balance for us. I thought that's something that we're going to have to continue to do and be good at. You know, up front, for us on the offense and defensive side, we got quite a few kids playing both ways. And, you know, we went into last night's game with some injuries. We had some starters that was out last night that weren't able to play, so that didn't help us either. And then we lost a couple of kids during the game. You know, obviously those things all tie in, but the effort from our kids was still there. You know, they still got after it with great effort, but we just got to be able to finish some things. And there were a couple of places in there we hurt ourselves too. You know, we had a chance for field goal there and had a snap that was a little bit bad and couldn't get the timing off right. You know, we had two punts last night and we didn't punt especially well. I think we only had about a 23-yard average. You know, obviously we got to do better in that area as well. But coverage teams, not so bad. You know, return yards, Braden had a huge return right out of the gates. Thought he scored. Thought he had kind of tight-roped that sideline. And, you know, he had a good game early on until we lost him, you know, there in the third quarter. But, again, some things we got to work on, but there were some positives in there, too.
What did you look at halftime in terms of making, you know, the adjustments that we typically do? What did you look at this week?
You know, trying to give defensively for us, I know they were working on trying to get them in some different fronts, give them some different looks. They were just really physical at the point of attack.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, again, they were deep in that backfield. I mean, they had three rushers last night, and I thought maybe the best runner, which was Deja Tears, he was the least of the three in the yardage. But, of course, the number nine, Stockton, thought he had a really good game. And, again, just you kind of tip your hat to him. In some areas we thought we were better. Obviously, I thought our skill players were a little bit better than what they were, you know, on the offensive side, out wide with the receivers, especially when we had Braden. But then, you know, we had Sawyer Ballou came in, and Sawyer did a good job for us. Jake did a good job for us. Lowry. And I know we were talking about defensively and some things we need to work on. We created some turnovers. You know, we had a fumble recovery. Jake had a nice interception there in the end zone and got us out of it. And offensively, we drove it down the field and scored. You know, we had a fourth down stop down at the goal line. That was huge for us as well. But, you know, we got to be able to finish some drives a little bit better than what we did, you know, and tight games like that, you got to find ways to win. And you know, one of the things we got to do is continue to push forward and grind and keep giving ourselves a chance. I thought we did a good job of that last night, and but there are going to be some tough games. You know, we saw it last night, we saw it Thursday night, but we knew all week it was going to be like that. We had told the kids, listen guys, this is going to be a fourth quarter game. This is not one that's going to be won early. It's going to be about stamina. It's going to be about who's got the ball last type things. And you know, that kind of held true last night.
Going back to the defensive side, I noted this, and I wanted to know what you thought about it. Did we struggle getting off blocks against their run game last night?
They were very physical with their hands. You know, and once they got on the blocks, we had a hard time getting off, like what you mentioned, and that was all the way around. That wasn't just in one certain place. I thought they're tied in. As I went back and watched film last night, number 80, it didn't matter who he was blocking. He was manhandling them, whether it was a defensive end or if he got up on a linebacker or even a defensive lineman. He was a difference maker off that edge. And, you know, they ran behind him quite a bit. They ran strong quite a bit. And, you know, they would come back weak, thought they had a good game plan. Obviously, they had some things formation-wise that they didn't show us in the scrimmages. Obviously, not having any film on them before because of the new coach not really knowing. But, you know, we made adjustments as we went. You know, we've just got to have some more solid play. Obviously, we've got to keep rotating our kids to stay as fresh as we can as well. But, you know, those are all things that we'll work on as we go through the season. Obviously, not the finish we wanted last night, but certainly lets us know what we need to work on.
Most of what we also, I think, noticed that we did in the second half was, and we were trying to remember what the name of the package was, but we went to a heavy package in the second half offensively, and that, I think, made some difference, certainly to start that second half and, you know, to generate some new things. That's a little different from us.
Sure. I mean, we got some packages that you know, we could get into. I thought that helped keep them off balance a little bit, but we're still able to throw the ball out of those packages no matter what they are. And, again, you're trying to find wrinkles, things that you can help yourself be successful. You know, and we're talking about the depth thing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I look at the juniors, you know, that were coming off that JV team. Three of those starting linemen that were on that JV team last year that, you know, was undefeated, had a good season, that were projected starters for us, all three of those were out, you know, last night. Two of them were season-ending injuries that happened before we even got to the season type stuff. So, you know, again, that's just a place that you know, we've got to continue to work at, and we've got quite a few kids going both ways, like I said, more than probably I've had since I've been here. We're thin in some places, but kids battled, and we'll keep giving them opportunities and trying to put them in the right place to be successful.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware, they still offer everything you need from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Coach, we'll get back into it just a little bit, and just coming out of the last break, we were talking about, you know, some of the injury kinds of situations that we were dealing with going in. Obviously, I had some kids sort of dinged up last night too. It felt like there was a period of time there where it was almost every play, every other play. Some of them looked probably a little bit more serious than they might have actually been, you know, a little bit later on. But you know, that was something that certainly was a big part of the game last night. Your thoughts on where those kids stand?
You know, when you go back to the scrimmages that we had last week, you know, and fast forward to the game last night, you know, we had two starters that were out last night in the game, which were big for us, obviously, in those positions. We mentioned Braden, you know, losing him during the game. We're hopeful that he will be okay and recover. Heath Ammons went down again last night. Same knee, but we don't think ACL, you know, which he had the surgery on. We think he's hopefully not in that area. It seemed to be pretty stable as they were checking him, but they'll reevaluate him as we go also. And, you know, just that's part of the game. You know, you're going to have these things as you move throughout the season. It just seems like we can't get over the hump on them.
And you're right. Every Saturday, every Sunday, you watch the game, you're seeing guys go down. But I don't remember ever seeing just the volume that we've seen. You know, we had that period of time, in the middle of the year last year. Then it kind of tailed off some, and we were pretty stable. But, you know, starting scrimmage one, we're dealing with the same kinds of things. I can't figure this out.
You know, and we had a couple of the kids that didn't start last night that, you know, got injured in practice. this week, you know, as we were preparing. Nothing really that you go back and you say, well, maybe we shouldn't have done this or maybe we shouldn't have done that. They were just, you know, kind of those freak type things that happen, obviously, when you're getting bodies moving in motion and, you know, being in tight quarters like that as we're preparing. But, you know, again, the kids that came in and filled those roles, you know, gave us great effort. You know, we didn't, from an assignment, you know, thing, I didn't feel like we went into it and we just didn't know what we were doing.
Sure.
As far as those kids that were in there. We had reps and everybody was good, but, you know, just got to get as many more reps as we can, because we're awful young in some places also. You know, when I say that, as far as varsity level goes, obviously a lot of those kids played that are juniors, obviously played on that JV team last year, but just getting them as many reps as you can, especially early. You know, you're trying to prepare yourself the best you can for once you do start conference. And tough game right out of the gates, knew it was going to be like that. You know, certainly not going to back down from any of those opportunities. Good crowd last night. It was great to finally be out and be out playing. Great crowd on Thursday night up at Bethel Middle School when, you know, two nights in a row, really tight ball games.
Well, and again, you mentioned this earlier, and you didn't want to tip your hat to an opponent that you know, played well and was, you know, well prepared. But on the other side over there is a kid from Canton that's the head coach, and he's really looks like and reinvigorated, you know, that community and certainly the program itself. High intensity guy for them over there, but they turned some things around, it looks like.
Got some really good kids that are coming through right now as you look at them. Again, on film, I thought they're JV kids, you know, good-looking kids that they had there as well. You know, had some good athletes. It was in that mix. And like I mentioned, you know, the physical side of it, I think, you know, Coach Coleman has done a really good job with getting those kids to buy in. Obviously, the physical side of it, you know, he's brought a little bit of that with him as well. And, you know, they're in a tough conference that they're in, obviously, with Chase and Hendersonville. Even Polk had a big game last night as well as I was looking through some scores. But they bring, you know, they bring something to the table, obviously, that's going to help them. They got some depth in some key places. So I think if he continues to, you know, keep that course and can stay healthy, they got a good chance to compete well in that conference. And, you know, I know he's got some tough games coming up. I think he's got Robbinsville and Asheville coming up on the schedule in the non-conference. But I thought they played well last night. Again, it was two good ball teams getting after it. And, you know, at the end of the day, they were able to win. We weren't able to get it done, but, you know, again, I can't fault our kids' effort and how hard that they played.
One of the good things, I guess, going into this week is school starts, and for you that makes a big difference, certainly, because you finally are going to be able to get kids into some kind of room. I don't know if Transylvania County's in school yet or not, but it'll help now that we're going back in.
Absolutely. You know, we expected when I first saw the calendar come out, I thought we were going to be in school this week like what we have been in the past, but didn't happen. But you mentioned it's always good to get the kids back on a regular schedule, get them back in school, getting up early, you know, being at school all day, that type thing, especially with your JVs for a lot of those kids who, mm-hmm. you know, struggle sometimes with getting rides to practice and those things. You know, we've scheduled, and most programs don't do this, but we schedule everything late in the afternoons for a lot of these kids, parents who work. You know, a lot of these programs are practicing in the morning during the summers and practicing in the morning in the preseason all the way up until school starts. And, you know, we try to avoid that. Makes for some extremely long nights.
Sure.
Chad, you as a parent know, you know, pick and tie up. It's tough on the coaches, you know, when we're finishing practices so late. But trying to accommodate families and some of our coaching staff, too, who work during the day on
sure.
their schedules. But it'll be nice to get back on that regular routine, you know, get a chance to start preparing for this week's game and get back to work.
Back more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show, WPTL.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Been a while since you visited Fat Buddy's. You may have forgotten the unique mouth-watering flavor of Fat Buddy's slow-cooked brisket, baby back rib splatter, chicken tenders, or sliced or pulled barbecue. Come enjoy Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in Waynesville, Tuesday through Saturday, and in Franklin, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step-by-step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
So, turning the page and getting ready for this week, again, kids back in school, that certainly helped and make a difference. It is always a rivalry game for them. They tend to, have probably the biggest crowd that they have. They certainly are going to want to try to get a win for us. And team is, I think, in terms of ink, if I remember correctly from last year, a little bit more improved. So it doesn't get any easier from here going into game two.
No, it certainly does not. They did. They are getting better. I haven't had a chance to watch them yet. They did not get a game last night. So I'm sure that some of them were probably at our game. I would assume that they were.
I thought it was Sexton, yeah.
So, again, we're going to get two scrimmages on them that they played in. Kind of a different animal we're going to face. With those guys, they love to sling the ball around the yard, but they've got a good running game as well. I mean, it's something that we'll have to prepare well for. Kids will have to get back up and go, and JV's as well. Got to go there, for both games. Thankfully, Inca's not that far for us to travel, but this is going to be one of those weeks where both teams are legitimately on the road and got to go there back-to-back nights. So it's going to make for a long week, for coaches and getting everything prepped, but we'll get going on Sunday and have our meetings and make sure we got everything ready for the week and start getting back to work.
Let me go back, and you just mentioned that going back. One thing we're certainly very proud of is how well JV's played on a great crowd on Thursday night this last week. Again, a lot of people there for us down at Bethel, and certainly periods of time there where we need to try to find or create some breaks for ourselves, and we did. Then found a way to get it done in overtime. That was a big win and a good win against a very good opponent for the JV team on Thursday.
It was a really good win for us. We come back to the trying to get some young kids as many reps as we can. Two freshman quarterbacks, freshman running back that's back there. Got freshman receivers that are in there as well and a couple of sophomores. And we're just... again, we're young in some places. I thought our kids grew up, but, the thing as a coach that you really look for is effort, and are the kids, going as hard as they can and giving you great effort. And I thought both nights we did. I thought Thursday and Friday. I think certainly if we had not, those are both games that we could have lost by multiple scores. I think that the opponent we faced, with Brevard, had enough good talent to have been able to do that, but again, just really pleased with the effort and how the kids got after it. But it's an eye opener for some of our kids too. Anytime you have games like that, whether it's a win or a loss and they're close, it becomes obvious to them. I've got to work a little harder. I've got to do a little bit more here. And that's when you get back in on film and you watch those things and you look at the corrections you can make and how you can fit better and those things like that. And it's part of us as coaches, too. We got to get back in there and see, is there something we need to change that we can help ourselves out with? But it's going to be a recurring thing for us. Hopefully this year is the great effort. We continue to keep having it. We're going to have some success.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Does today's real estate market make you want to stay in your current home a little longer? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. You may not have to move to get the home of your dreams. We have the tools to help you make your current home more livable. Whether it's remodeling your kitchen, freshening up that outdated bathroom, or creating an outdoor oasis that will make you feel like you're on vacation every day of the year, our local loan officers can show you how a home equity line of credit from Mountain Credit Union will help you make those much needed improvements. Call us today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Coach, you know, so you had a chance to get a little bit of a feel. Tell me about your feel for this particular team in terms of leadership and kind of where they are and you know, from that mentality perspective. But I think I'm really asking about, you know, that leadership. We talked about having, you know, several fewer seniors perhaps than we might normally have. But what are you feeling, and what's the sort of characterization of this team at this point, you think?
You know, the team's very similar as far as the leadership goes to the team that we had last year. We have some quiet leaders, if that makes sense to you, and we had that last year as well. And we look at Bailey Stockton. Bailey would be a good example of that kid who kind of leads by example. He's not a rah-rah guy. He's just somebody that's going to get in there and get it done and lead by the way he plays, type deal. And we had quite a few of those type kids last year. Very similar this year. We really don't have that, you know, one rah-rah guy that kind of, we call it a bell cow.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of everybody rallies behind. We've got some quiet leaders that are in there. You know, and as long as we have enough of those and continuing to push us forward, we'll be fine. JVs, I think we got some leaders that are in there, but they're younger, you know. So anytime that you have that, you know, some of those younger ones sometimes are worried about saying anything.
Sure.
Kind of stepping on toes or anything like that, especially when you're looking at a freshman, you know, to a sophomore for the varsity, maybe a junior to a senior. But, you know, I can't complain about how the kids have prepared, how they prepared last week in the preseason. You know, we had the scrimmages, obviously, you know, really physical scrimmage against TC. Then we had a lot of success when we went up there to Avery. And I don't think it was certainly for our kids looking past by any means. You know, we had prepped our kids hard all week because we just knew how physical of a battle it was going to be. And I think it was a little eye-opener for some of our kids. I don't think they maybe expected it to be as physical, even though we had kind of preached it to them. So, you know, I think they'll understand it now when the coach is telling them, you know, this is, guys, it's going to be a four-quarter game, and it's going to be physical, and, you know, you're going to have to strap it up and go, and you're going to have to go for a lot of plays. And I think that they'll understand that a little bit more as the coaches are talking to them this week.
I mean, it's a different level even from scrimmages, right? Or anything that you endure during the week in terms of, again, exactly what you're talking about, the physicality and the speed.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to make sure you have everything covered. You got to have everything in. You know, so again, coming back to some of the positives for us, offensively, being able to have a two-minute offense in there to end and kind of pushing the ball down the field. You know, special teams, making sure everybody was on there. We didn't have any places that we had to call a timeout, getting kids on and off. I think they had a 12-man on the field one time for the special team. So you're always looking at those little things, you know, where can we get a little bit better. Mentioned the field goal, I would have liked to have had a cleaner snap on that and hold and maybe give Fox a chance to get it through. But again, you come back to some other places too. He's got to do a better job punting. We got to get yardage out of those punts, and he knows that. Those are the things that, you know, we'll continue to work on this week and get reps at. And, you know, the big thing for us is progressing and moving forward.
And going back, we talked a little bit about the guys dinged up a little bit. You'll find out more about them, you think, this week.
Yeah, we'll find out more this weekend. Got a couple of kids getting looked at. As a matter of fact, today, that'll give us a little bit more of an update. Hopefully, we'll get a couple of those starters back that we were without last night we had for the scrimmages.
Sure.
So we'll see how they feel this week as well and get them back in rotation, get a little bit more depth for us, and, you know, go up and coach them up and get ready to go against Inca.
Big game against Inca again next week. Want to invite all of our folks to come out there, but certainly if you can, or even if you can, make sure that you bring your radio along with you. We'll be there starting at 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview. Game call starts at 7 next Friday. And, of course, we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brad Chappell Show. For head coach Brad Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.